Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
Anda bersama Radio SBS, program Bahasa Indonesia. Jika Anda ingin memberikan saran, masukan, bahkan kritikan, Anda dapat kontak langsung kami di 02943031 35 atau 03994922208. Nah, kita beralih ke topik yang lain, yaitu tentang pengalaman pelajar internasional yang sering mengalami eksploitasi, terutama terkait dengan akomodasi atau rumah tinggal mereka. Nah, untuk mengetahuinya lebih lanjut, marilah kita simak laporan Ibu Tia Arda berikut ini.
Sebuah studi terhadap siswa internasional yang tinggal di akomodasi atau tempat tinggal bersama telah mendapati bahwa lebih dari separuh dari mereka mengalami kondisi tinggal yang ilegal atau sangat buruk, termasuk juga terlalu sesak, kenaikan sewa yang tiba-tiba, serta penggusuran yang tidak adil. Para peneliti dari University of New South Wales dan University of Sydney mensurvei lebih dari 2.400 pelajar terkait dengan pengalaman tinggal mereka. Berikut ini, pendengar, laporan yang disusun oleh Amy Hall dan Greg Diet. Mahasiswa internasional yang tinggal di tempat tinggal bersama menghadapi banyak sekali tantangan. Menurut sebuah studi baru yang dilakukan bersama oleh para peneliti dari University of New South Wales dan juga University of Sydney, lebih dari 2.400 siswa berusia 17 tahun atau lebih ditanya mengenai pengalaman tempat tinggal mereka. Dan salah satu penulis laporan ini, Basina Verbenbloem, mengatakan bahwa kesesakan yang berlebihan menjadi keluhan yang umum. Ia mengatakan mereka menghadapi berbagai praktik eksploitatif.
Like paying for accommodation that didn't even exist or that was completely different from what was advertised online, or landlords stealing students' bonds or charging an exorbitant amount of rent up front, which then makes it difficult for them to leave and find a safe place because they've handed all their money over. Some landlords would just suddenly increase the rent in the middle of the rental period, for example, around exam time, and then would say to the students, well, you know, either pay the increased rent or you can leave. We saw intimidation and harassment, moving extra people into the apartment that the student hadn't agreed to, and things like unfair eviction as well, with a very short notice period.
Ia menambahkan bahwa permasalahan ini paling sering dialami ketika para pelajar mengorganisir akomodasi mereka melalui media sosial atau juga situs web berbagi antar teman sebaya.
Universities and government need to provide housing services that empower international students to actually navigate these online platforms and find decent housing. And we need legal services for those students when they do run into problems. We also need far greater government investigation and enforcement to break the cycles of impunity and hold accountable the many landlords who just keep repeatedly engaging in deceptive and exploitative practices in relation to international students, especially in the share house space.
Kepala eksekutif dari Shelter New South Wales, Stacey Myers, mengatakan para pelajar ini seringkali mendapati diri mereka dalam kesulitan karena tidak menyadari hak-haknya. Ia mengatakan kesenjangan pengetahuan ini perlu diatasi melalui kampanye informasi dalam berbagai bahasa.
More information distributed by universities and educational institutions about the rights of tenants. In multiple languages, particularly in Mandarin, one would think seeing a lot of the students were Chinese. I think there's a much stronger role for institutions to actually provide more information to students about what they're on their rights, and also probably to set up services where linked with tenants' advice services where students can get support and information.
Ms. Myers mengatakan, peraturan yang lebih ketat akan membantu mengurangi beberapa eksploitasi, terutama di New South Wales, di mana ia mengatakan peraturannya lemah.
It seems that the legislation is not strong enough when it comes to the capacity of people to be charged when they set up multiple rooms that really do breach the fire and building regulations. And it comes back to councils having to go out and check on these dwellings all the time. And there's not enough resources to do that. So there clearly needs to be something put in place around stronger requirements for subletting of dwellings, and particularly when there's clear safety violations.
Nah, itulah tadi laporan Ibu Tia Arda tentang pengalaman pelajar internasional yang sering mengalami eksploitasi terutama terkait dengan akomodasi mereka yang disusun oleh Amy Hall dan Craig Dyde.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.